Zog de Gemara daf kuf mem vav amid beis, three lines from the top. Vishovin shenoikvin nekev yoshin lechatchila. That means there's no machloikas. Everyone agrees that a hole that was sealed up and now you're reopening it. It's a nekev yoshin. Lechatchila allowed to open that up. That's not called making a pesach. That's not called a tikkun mona. Zog de Gemara omer rabbi yudoma shmur loy shonu elo bimokim osel shamer. This that you're allowed to make a nekev on an existing nekev that was once closed up is only when the seal was l'shamer, meaning that the nekev was only to prevent the fragrance of the wine, let's say, in the barrel from emanating, from going out. It's not the pshat that the hole was in an area where it's holding up the wine itself. It's above the wine level. It's only holding up the fragrance. So that type of stima is not really a stima ma'al yisa, so it's always considered still pasuach, so you're not really making a real nekev. Aval lechazek. But if the stima was done in a place that it's holding up the wine itself, that means it's a stima ma'al yisa because you can't have the wine pour out, so that's a real stima. So now when you're reopening a existing nekev that was sosum, so that even though it's a neck of yoshin, it will be osa. Aval lechazik it's osa. That steamer to open up is considered like you're making a neck of the first time in the chovis, and that'll be osa. Zog Rashi lechazik sheyechazik akli shelo yetsi yenoi hoil b'steamer ma'al yosehi. Since the ceiling was a steamer ma'al yoseh, so the wine shouldn't come out. Ki hoda nokiv. Now when you're reopening the steamer, have a kapesech lechatchila. It's like making a neck of the first time around, and that will be takabi osa. Zog de Gemara, hechi domi l'shamer, hechi domi l'chazik. What's the criteria? When is it considered l'shamer that it's mutter, and when is the chazik that it's osa to open the neck of yoshin? Omer Rav Chizda says l'mayla min ha'yayin above the wine level. So when you're drilling a hole and you're closing it up and you're reopening above the wine level on the sides of the barrel, so that's zeh l'shamer. Over there, it only prevented the fragrance from leaving. So that wasn't a real steamer. So male, it's not a real psicha now. When it's not making a nekev. Masha'enkein, zeh l'shamer. L'mata min ha'yayin. If it's below the wine level, so zeh l'chazik, so then it was a steamer ma'al yisah, and that would be osa. So that's how Rav Chizda learns, the difference between l'shamer and l'chazik. Rova Omar, l'mata min ha'yayin, below the wine level, nami zeh l'shamer. That's also called l'shamer. Even though it's holding up the wine, that's called l'shamer, and it doesn't have to be a steamer ma'al yisah. So when you reopen that, it's not called making a pesach l'chatchila. What's called the Pesach Lechatchila that you're reopening? That it was there, the steam was the Chazik. When the hole was closed up by the level below, by the sediment. When it's below by the sediment, over there it has to be a steam of Ma'al Yisoh. That type of Lechazik would be considered now as if you're opening it the first time around. And only that would be considered Osa. So you have to understand, Lechaira, this could be alpi physics. When you have, because both of them lechayra are holding back something. Bishlem when it's lamala, Rav Chizda's teretz. It's lamala from the wine level. It's above the wine level. So over there, it's only fragrance that it's holding back. But if it's below, by the wine level, Rava says that that's also called l'shamer. L'chayra, it's holding back the wine. So why should it not be a steam ma'al yisah? Why should it then be different, any different by the shmorim, by the sediment, more than by the wine itself? Both of them are holding back a product. See, maybe alpi physics, I'm not a physicist, but maybe alpi physics, there's a difference between liquids. Liquids, it's sufficient to have a steamer that it's not going to protrude and go through. So a male of that type of steamer doesn't have to be a steamer ma'al yisa, it could be enough l'shamer. Masha'enkein, solids, meaning the sediment, the shmogim, solids protrude maybe to the side more than liquids that the flow goes up and down versus going to the right. So maybe over there you need a steam of ma'al yisa, and that would be the difference according to Rava. Zog de Gemara, Omer le'abaye le'Rava, I'll bring you a raya that a steamer that is not a proper steamer, so memela, it's never mevatel the shame nekev, so now that you make a new Pesach in that, it's not called making a Pesach. Omer le'abaye le'Rava, Tani de Messieloch, I'll bring you a raya. Bayis sosum yeshloi dalad hamas. That means, if you have a bias that one of the openings that go into the chotzer is sosum, is sealed off, it's sheetrocked, it's closed up, and it's sealed off, yesha dalal ames, that means, when we talk about a din chalukah, the Gemara Babasa, so two shutvin, two brothers that are mechalik, a bias.
So now they want to be mechalak dechotzer. So when you mechalak dechotzer, you always have dalar ames, so to speak, in front of the Pesach because of a loading dock area. So whenever you have a Pesach going into the chotzer, you have dalar ames. But if the bias, the Pesach to the chotzer is sosum, so even though it's sosum, you still have dalar ames. It still remains a shame Pesach into the chotzer and you have a loading dock area, you get dalar ames. If one of the shutfin has two psochim, he gets each door he gets dalar ames. The other one only has one. If they're mechalik that way, he only gets one area of dalar ames in front of the chotzer, in front of the doorway. But the point is that bayis sosim still remain with dalar ames. However, Poritz says psimov, if you took off the mashke, if you took off the mezuzahs, you took off the hinges, you removed the same Pesach, that it can be utilized as a Pesach, not just with sosum, then ain't like dalar ames, then it doesn't have any more than dalar ames. So what do we see? That a stima that's not ma'al yaseh, meaning bayis sosum, which wasn't Poritz psimov, doesn't lose the Shem Pesach. It's still considered, who had in over here, it's not mevatel the Shem Nekev. So just like over here we're saying, that if you were soysim in Nekev, if it's not a stima ma'al yaseh, l'moshel l'shamer, it still retains the original name Nekev, so you're not called making a Pesach. So here also, a bayis sosum, you still have the Shem Pesach that you get dalar ames. So to raya, to rova. Zok dechazanisha doesn't mean it's a raya only to Rava Lafukar of Chizda. It just means he's being a raya to Rava. He was talking to Rava, but be'etzim it's a raya to both shitas that a steamer that's not ma'al yisa is not mevalta the Shem Pesach. So the raya continues, be'etzim it's another raya. Bias sosum, if you have a bias, then you have a mason the bias. And the bias is sosum, meaning the doorways are sealed up, but you didn't remove the ptzimov. So then, ainam etame kol svibov. So midrabonon is exera that even dalal ames out of the kever is also metame. Not just inside ma'al ala kever, but even dalal ames all around is metame. So if it's sosum, meaning that it still has a shame pesach, it's not a shame kever yet. So then, it's ainam etame kol svibov. Mashenge pot tzimov. When it becomes so much sosum that you remove the hinges, you remove the mezuzah, so then it has a shame kever. So then it's metame kol svivov, then it's metame midrabonon, even the dalal ames. And this is exer drabonon, like Rashi says. Zog Rashi, poet ptzimov is sos me nase kever, u metame svivov dalal ames, grom beseita, meis teufis dalal ames, letuma, v'gzer drabonon shemiyayel v'lo yovin. They made a gzer drabonon, that in case you don't realize, that if you're mile over the kever, so they said, in order to prevent that being mile, you won't understand you're being mile. So he said, even dalal ames all around is metame. So that is only when it's a shame kever. When is it a shame kever? When it's part ptzimov, when it's considered totally enclosed, then it's a shame kever. But kolzman, it's only sosum, then it's not a shame kever yet. So we see that it's stima ma'al yisah, only that is considered that it's sosum, and then mashenke, when it's not a stima ma'al yisah, it still remains that it's open. So over here, it won't have a shame kever. Zog de Gemara weiter, Gufso. Gufso, zog Rashi, a litkoya konachol. You take a straw, a spigot, and you take this thing, benekev, achovis, you put it into the hole of the chovis, shiyetzi ayayin derech hakona. You want to create a spigot with this konachol. So, Gufso, Rav osa shmul shori. Rav said it's osur. You're not allowed to be tekeya and put it into the neck of on Shabbos, and Shmuel allows it. Zog demora mechatech lechatchila to cut it and to trim it and to make it the right size that it should go exactly into the hole. That avade, everyone agrees. The kuli amal apligi the osa. That's osa. That according to everyone, it's osa. It's a tikkun kli. It's a tikkun mona. Lahadure, if it's already cut, pre-cut, and it's the right size. And it fell out, and you're putting it back in. So adure kulamal pligi the shori. Everyone agrees it's mutter. There's no machloikas. Keep pligi. You say the machloikas. Rav and Shmuel is the chaticha v'lemitakno. It was cut the right size, but it was never placed in yet to see if it needs adjusting. So the question is, man the osa, the one that says that it's osa to put it in is gazgina dem osa lemichtach chatchila. If you allow you to put it in, then you might come to adjust it and trim it and cut it on Shabbos, and that would be an isaf tikkun mona. So you're not allowed to do this and put it in, even though it was chotach before, but it was never tried and tested. So mele, it's a gzeira. Uman the shori, the one that allows you to put it in, even though it was never tried and tested, is like gazrinim, we're not goyza, then you might come to adjust it and be mechatechitz. Now the Meshbura says in Shinyu Dalet Chof, he says the reason why Kulam Eloi Pligi Lahadure, if it fell out to put it back in, is because since it's Miyuchad Lekach, so that's not called a Tikkun Mona, you're not doing anything. It's Miyuchad to put that in, so you're putting it back in. So that's not called a Tikkun in the Mona itself. Zog the Gemara Ketanoi, this is a Machlokes Tanoim, steht in the Braise, Ein Choytin Shreferes Biyomtev, meaning, you're not allowed to cut a Shreferes, a pipe, this round Shreferes, to place into a Chovis, in order to retrieve and take out the wine. You're not allowed to cut it on Yontif in order to put it in. And for sure on Shabbos it's also. However, if it was already placed in there before, the Nofla and it fell out, so Machzirin Oysa B'Shabbos, allowed to retrieve it and put it back in on Shabbos. And for sure on Yontif it's Mutter. And Rabbi Yoshia Mekel, Rabbi Yoshia Mekel, and Rabbi Yoshia's Mekel, and Rabbi Yoshia's, the Gemara is now cryptic. What is it going on? Is it going on the Reish or the Sefer? Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshia, hey, what's he going on? If it's going on in Reisha, they could in. They allowed it even be Choytech the Shreferes in his Mako. How could it be Mako? Fegamol, come a second mona. It's a Tikkun Kli. How could you be Mako? Elamai is going on the Sefer. That if it wasn't and it fell out, he allows you to put it back in. So you don't need Rabbi Yeshia for that. Fegamol, Tanakam and Nami Mishik Koshori. Not just Rabbi Yeshia's Mako, Tanakam is also Mako. Ella Zakdamara, the Yisoid Rabbi Yeshia is talking about this specific case that we said is Machlokes Tanoim. Ella, the Chaticha Valoy Mitaknika Minayu. It was pre-cut, but it was never tried and tested. Mar Sovar, Tanakama holds, you're not allowed to put it in because Exeri, you might come to adjust and fix it. So Gazrinon, Mar Sovar Gazrinon. Mar Sovar Rabbi Yeshia is making, he says, Loi Gazrinon, we're not Goyza, and you're allowed to put it back in, you're allowed to put it in even though it was never tried and tested. The fact that it was pre-cut, even though it wasn't tested, we're not goyza shemi yitakein. Just like we said before, that Shmuel was shori, and we said the machlokes is that the chaticha v'lo mitakno. So in Mela, it's ketanoi. This machlokes of Shai, Rabbi Yoshi, and Tanakama is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, like we said time before. Zok the Gemara, Doresh Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi Mishmeid Rav Yoichnon, Halocha Rabbi Yoshi, that Yelaru placed the kona into this neck of on Shabbos, even though it was never tried and tested, and we're not goyzer, then you're going to come to be misakin. Zok the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Yudalet Chof. He says that even though we're halachas like Rabbi Yoshi that we're makel to put it in, even though it was never tested, and we're not choshed to be misakin. However, you're not allowed to be misakin at hatev. You're not allowed to put it in very tightly in a tight fit because that would be considered the gemar malocha. That would be like a makabe patish. And he says, and he brings Rashi in Kufcha Beis, Rashi says that even if you hold Aim Binyam Vestil Bekalim, but to be Toikea Bechazoka, to make something very tight, is considered a Binyam Bekalim, not because Yesh Binyam Vestil Bekalim, because that would be considered Makkah Bepatish, that would be the Gemara Melocha, the Sharet Zion brings over there in Sivkot Chof Aleph. That means that even though we're making like a B'yoshia, but to put it very tight, that would be considered, since it was never tried and tested, that would be considered the Makkah Bepatish, the Gemara Melocha. So even if Ein Binyan Vestir became like Rashi says in Kufcha Beis, but to make something Lahodik Hetev, that would be considered the Makkah Bepatish. So it would be also Mitzad Gemara Melocha, Mitzad Makkah Bepatish, not Mitzad Binyan Vestir, because Lahodik Ein Binyan Vestir Bekalim, so we are also, as Makkah Bepatish, it would be also, even if you make like a B'yeshia. Now the Chazanish is Mekel, and he says, even if you place this straw-like, tight into the corner, it's mutter because if you're only using it letashmish or to take out the wine and then you take it out right afterwards, so then it's considered similar to a covering that you can place on very tight on kalim. That doesn't make it that placing something tight would not be considered a makkah bepatish. So he's selling it too. That would be similar to let's say a straw in a box drink. It would be mutter according to this, even if it's lechoska and it's very tight. But Dr. Chazanish, something that's meant only to take out the drink and it's taken out right after that and it's not used anymore. So then it would not be considered. It would be considered like a cap that you put on tight, and that would not be considered makkah bepatish. Zok the Gemara vayitavim hoysa nekuva. So the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to take a shaiva wax because that would be considered a tolda of memachik. If you memariach it, the smearing, that would be a tolda of memachik. Zok the Gemara mishcha. What about if you use oil, not wax? So Zok the Gemara Rav Osar. Rav said it's also Shmuel Shori. Rav says it's also to smear with the oil to soysim this nekev, and Shmuel says it's mutter. Zog the Maraman, the Osar, the one that says that it's Osar Rav, is Gazgin Mishum Shaiva, just like Shaiva is Osar, so if you allow Shemen, you'll come to do by Shaiva also, by wax. And that's Memachik. Uman the Shori, Shmuel, that's Matir, is like Gazginon. Zog the Mora, Omer Rav Shmuel, Barbar Chanel, Rav Yosef, Beferish, Amad Lom Mishmei de Rav. You said in the name of Rav, you're telling me Rav is Osar, you yourself said in the name of Rav, Mishcha is Shori. Then you're allowed to use Mishcha, you're allowed to use oil. So, and we're not going to oil or to shiva. So it seems contradictory what you're saying, b'shem Rav.
Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Tovois Rishbo. Tovois, the hunter. Omar Tovois Rishbo, Omar Shmuel. Hai Tal Fadasa. If someone has a leaf of a hadas, Osur, you're not allowed to take it and bend the leaf and make it into a little gutter and place it as a spigot, the opening of a barrel to pour out wine or to pour out a drink. Because if you're going to allow you to do this, Zog the Gemara, why is it also my timer? Rav Yema midif to Omar Gzerim Shumarzif.
That means if we allow you to take the hadas leaf and bend it and create this type of gutter for the wine to pour out, so then it's Gzerim Shumarzif, you'll come to be misaken your gutter in your own home. And that will be also. Or you come to make a marziv in a chavis of yain, a real marziv, and that will be a real tikkun. That will be also. Rav Ashi Omar, the reason is no gzeres shemiyiktoim. You might come to remove a hadas leaf from a branch, not a branch that's connected to the ground. That's real koitze. Not koitze. You're going to be mekatze, but a branch that's disconnected, so there is no isek tira. But if you're going to remove the hadas leaf, that's gufa called the tikkun mona. So meila, that will be also.
So drashi shema yiktoim ha'ola the leaf mina anaf from the branch that's disconnected. Bechemi the katme, when you remove this leaf, havale kemetakin kli, it's like misakin the kli. Kedatali misachas beya lachz beishinav leik temena v'imkot mechayv chatos. So what's enough kamina? Zok the Gemara. My benayu, the enough kamina is ik benayu the kotim umanchi. That means you have existing hadas leaves that are already disconnected from the branch. And there's numerous of them. Numerous ones of those leaves are sitting around on the floor. So if the chashash is because you might come to be misaken a mona, meaning you might come to take off leaves from a branch that's disconnected from the tree, so then you're not going to do that because if you hear the leaves are already disconnected. But if the chashash is that you come to be misaken a marz of itself, a real gutter, the gutter in the barrel, so then there's a chashash. It was still exera, even though the leaves are disconnected from the anaf.
The Agos Segro brings over here the girsa that the katim umanach, meaning there's many more. He brings pirsh shu kotum v'yesh oid har bektumim b'shem detur. V'zesh kosev umanchi, meaning there's numerous of those leaves that are disconnected from the branch. Aval girsa rif arosh, meaning it's a singular one. So if it's many, so then it's taken noch shash, you'll come to be koitim one from a branch that's still connected because you have numerous of those leaves. So there's noch shash. But if it's only one, maybe there would be shash. So it's dafke katmi umanchi loshen rabbi, meaning there's many. Not katim umanach. Now Tosafot has a gewaldige kasha. The Gemara says that marzif, there's a shash of marzif, that you come to make a gutter if you're going to utilize this hadas leaf as a spigot by the barrel.
You'll literally go to your roof and you'll make a gutter. And that's the reason why you can't use this hadas leaf. This tarf asa. The begufsa, by gufsa the Gemara before in the top of the omit said, when you have a spigot. So we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's also, Shmuel says it's shori, to cut it, everyone holds it's also. To return an existing one, everyone holds mutan. Machlokes is, it's cut, but it was never tried and tested. So fektasis, over there, when it's already cut, everyone says it's mutter. But there's no gzeru you'll come to now go to your roof and make a ma'azav. It's also a spigot, it's also similar to a gutter. Bekosha, the begufta namin nigzer.
So why over here is a chshash gzera of marzev, and over there there's no tzad that you're going to come and make a gutter? Zok tais a big yisoid. The difference is that when you take the leaf of the hadas and you're bending it and you're folding it, you are creating a marzev. You're doing a maisa in the hadas leaf itself. Zaktesis, dichshalakach, olashaladasu, mekaplo, kain marzev, nira koise marzev. It looks like you're making a gutter. You're making a miniature gutter. Aval begufso, it's an existing pipe. It's an existing straw. It's an existing shweferes and kona. Over there, she'enoise b'shum maisa. You're not doing a maisa in the straw, in the gutter itself, in the pipe system itself. You're just placing it back into the barrel. So over there, you're not doing a maisa that looks like you're making a gutter. So we're not goyza just because it is a gutter function, that it's now you're able to draw the wine and pour it out. That doesn't mean you're going to now go and make a gutter. When you're taking a leaf and you're doing a maisa in the goof of the hadas and you're creating by bending it, ke'ena marzev, so then there's a gzera, otu marzev. But when you're taking something which is a pipe, so to speak, a straw, and you're putting it into the chavis, over there there's no gzera, even though it's a gutter type of act that's taking place, a function of a gutter, that doesn't mean you're going to now make a gutter. So there's no gzera's marzev, because you're not doing a maisa in the goof hagufsa. Mashikin over here, you're doing a maisa of making a gutter in the goof of the tarfadasa. Zog the Gemara weiter, beisadya. Zog Rashi, beisadya, levodin, shekoirin, palterish, vasuyin, lekaplom, tachto, bemokam, akaraya, keses. If you have different types of materials, like pillows, that you sit on, that people usually utilize them as pillows. So if you take those beisadya, so now you want to wear it as a cloak. You take this pillow-like material that you usually sit on or lean on, and you wear it over your shoulder like a cape. So Rav Osa Shmuel Shori, Rav says it's Osa to go to Shus Ram with it. It's called Hitzah. It's carrying a Shmuel Shori. Zogmo the machloikas berakin the kulam aloi pligi the Shori. When it's a soft material, everyone agrees it's mutter. That's a regular malbush. Bekoshin, when it's harder, the kulam aloi pligi the Osa, everyone agrees it's not a malbush. Everyone agrees it's Osa. Even Shmuel would agree it's Osa. Keep pligi the machloikas is bemitzi. It's average. It's somewhere in the middle. It's not too hard and it's not too soft. Man, the Osa, the one that says it's Osa, michzi kamasui, it looks like a masui. So Melo, you can't wear it as a malbush. Uman, the shogi, loy michzi kamasui. This cape, even though it's usually a pillow type of material that's used by a to lean on, to sit on, it's not michzi kamasui, and you can wear it now as a functional malbush. Now, Ben Chananel says, what's the shaykhs of this Gemara to the previous Gemara? Zok to Ben Chananel, Beisadya, Rav Osa Shmuel Shori, Ein Zem Koimer, this Betzim doesn't belong here. Elo, Bishvil Shehiskir, Hashmue Shechulka Ben Rav Osa, Ushmuel Shori. So Mela Nozva Begoro, since we just finished saying the previous Gemara, that Mishcha, Rav Osa Shmuel Shori, or Guf said the Gemara before that, Rav Asri Shmuel Shori. So over here we're saying another Gemara of Beisadya of Rav Osa Shmuel Shori. That's the whole connection over here in the sugya. Zok the Gemara v'hod Rav that says that it's Osa is la beferish itmar la miklola itmar. It's not something he said beferish, but we deduce it from somewhere else. The Rav Iklilahu Asr Rav once came to a place, the Lahavale Rav, there was no place for him to sit. So Nofik Yosef Carmelis, he went to sit outside in the Carmelis. Ais le Beisadya, they brought him this beisadya, which is this type of pillow, to sit on. Now, they didn't carry it, because you're not allowed to carry a camelist, so they wore it. So, lo Yosef, so Rav did not want to refuse to sit on this pillow. So, man de chozes sovar, whoever saw him refusing to sit in it, was of the opinion and held, and deduced from this maisa, bishum de beisadya osa. Meaning, he held that the beisadya was osa to carry, and to wear in such a way, so mela it's osa to wear it, even though they took it out to a camelist, so it was the is of oitzah, so mela he didn't want to partake in it. Just like we know, Melechah Shabbos, you can't have a hanof from a Maisa Shabbos. Zok to Masham, we see over here that he didn't want to be benefit from a Maisa Shabbos, even though the Maisa Shabbos wasn't like a regular Melecha where you did a Maisa to the Guf Adover. You cooked something on Shabbos. So there's a Maisa Shabbos that had changed, so you don't want to be nerd from it. Here, nothing changed to the Beis Sadya. The Melechah Zaitzos, Be'etzim Melecha Grua, that nothing changes to the item that you did the Issa with. It's the same item. But it's still called a Maisa Shabbos, and he didn't want to partake in it. So Manda Osar, that's why it's not beferish. It's only miklola, because it seems that that's the reason. Zog di Gemara that man dechoder is because of beis sadya is also velohi. That's not the reason. The Rav Achiz and Machiz, Rav Behedya was Machiz beis sadya is shogi. It's mutter. So why do you want to sit in it? You're allowed to carry it and wear it in such a way. Umishim kvoid Rabbi Seinu lo yoshav olav. He didn't want to be the one sitting when the other Rabbi Seinu was standing. Umaninu Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi. So kvoid Rabbi Seinu didn't want to sit, not because he held beis sadya is also. So that's why it's miklola, it's not beferish, because you're deducing it from the maisa that he did not want to be nana from the melech Shabbos.
It's only if you hold that he held that it's also because of Beisadia's also. He's not allowed to wear it. But really, the reason he didn't want to sit is no, it's he held that it's mutter. It's only because of Kvod Rabbi Seinu, and that's why he didn't want to sit. The other tzad that Masham brings in Shuvas, he says that not just the Chiddush Shaboy, that it isn't a Mais Shabbos or not, but it could be, it's a Chumra Ba'alma that he didn't want to sit, because Medina, it's not called a Maisa Shabbos. It's not a Maisa Shabbos, because nothing was changed in the Guf HaChefet. So it was only a Chumra Ba'alma for himself. So Mamela, it's not Beferish, Elamiklola. It's not Beferish, because he can't spar, he can't deduce from here that Rav holds it's also. He was Machmir for himself, because it's not really a Maisa Shabbos. So that's the tzad why it's not Beferish, Elamiklola. Now, Tosfos right away says that the whole riot Gemara attempted to bring is when they brought in the Beis Sadia, it was Be Mitzah Hava. If it's not a Be Mitzah, the Machloikas was by Mitzah. If it's hard, Kulam Lepligi, it's us. If it's soft, Kulam Lepligi, the Mutah. We want to bring a Raya Miklola, so it has to at least be similar to the case where we have this point of content where the Machloikas is. So it's Dafka, we're talking about that it was a Be Mitzah, and that's what they brought. And that's what we attempt to bring a Raya, that it's Miklola, that he didn't want to use it. Zok the Mishnah, noisin tafshel teich haboy, you're allowed to take a dish and place it in a pit below in order that it should remain cool. This is pre-refrigeration, so you didn't have refrigeration. So how do you keep a tafshel cool? So you place it away from sunlight inside a bar. Zok Rashi, leteich habor, she'ein boy mayim. Why does Rashi have to say that the bar doesn't have water? Why can't you soak it in water? What's the Indian of water? So the truth is, Rashi is saying, L'maskonas ha-gemorah, the Gemara is going to say, the Chiddush is, that there's no chash of ashvi gumas, that you're going to straighten out the floor and be mashvi the gumas, because your tafshel, your pot, is not sitting straight. So in Mele, Rashi says, poshut, there's no mayim, and that's what you might think, there'll be chash of ashvi gumas. Komash lom, we're not chash of ashvi gumas. But it has to be aim of mayim, that's when the chash of ashvi gumas only starts. So zok the Mishnah again, noisin tafshel teich habor b'shul sheyesh shomu v'samayim ayofim b'goyim, allowed to take good water and keep it in a bottle within putrid water to keep it cool, so to speak. And that's mutter. The Gemara is going to say also pshita. Zok the Gemara weiter, zok the Mishnah weiter v'samayim ayofim b'goyim b'shul sheyitzanenu, to remain cool. V'satzoynin b'chamei, allowed to take cool water and place it in the sun to warm it up. Now, Tzoynin Bechama is not called Bishel. Rashi in Daf Lamates says that even if you're going to hold that Toldus Chama is Osa, and it's considered Bishel, if you can't cook an egg in a handkerchief that was heated up by the sun, over here, Vosep is Bechama, it's Muta, it says clearly in the Mishnah, Vesa Tzoynin Bechama, Toldus Chama is a Tzad, is a Bishel. And over here we're saying in the Chama itself, it's Mutter, what's up, Shat? Zok Rashi, the difference is, because the sun itself is more kal than Toldus Chama. Because the sun itself is not the derech to Mevashel. So Melech is no chshash, or to Eish, or to the fire itself. Masha Enkein, by Toldus Chama, over there it's Taka Osa, that it's called Bishol, because people will think that it's Toldus Eish. And that's Taka and Issa in the Raisa. It's also Menatari to Mechamim in Toldus Eish. So the reason why in the Cham itself is Mutter is because it's not the Derech and it's Taka Mokal than Toldus Chama. Because Cham itself is not Goyza or to Eish itself. Masha Enkein Toldus Chama, it's Taka Osa because people think it's Toldus Eish and that's Taka Osa. So that's the difference. So Tzoyna Mechama is Taka Mutter. Bishvil Sheyachomu to warm it up. If someone's clothing, his articles of clothing, became soaked while he was traveling, he went through the river, or they fell into the water, he can keep on walking, and he doesn't have to be concerned about Maris Ayin, that it looks like that he's wearing freshly washed clothing on Shabbos. However, Zok the Mishnah, once he gets to the city limits, he gets to the first home, he has to remove them, and he can let them dry only in the sun. And not in front of people. In front of people, it's Maris Ayin if he dries it there. Because then people will choshed him that he washed his clothing on Shabbos. So when it's Bechamo, so it's not in front of people, then it's Mutter. Now, the Goyin says over here, Shoytchon Bechamo,
Dafka. Nechta betira dafka. So the Goyen is saying a big aside. He's saying dafka bechamo. Zog the Goyen in Biar Groso that the reason why it's dafka bechamo, because if it's keneged ur, if it's in front of a bonfire, then it's taka osir. Either because that's called mevashel, or that's melaban, you're cleaning the beged. Masha'enke bechamo, that would taka be muta to be shaitra bechamo. Zog the Gemara Pshita, what's the chiddush? Of course you're allowed to. Zog the Rashi, nois in tafshel tach bar. Why can't you put a tafshel in the bar? Maru tem, you might think nigzim shum ashvi gumois. You might come to be mashvi the gumois, straighten out the floor. Kom ashlon, you're taking out choshel ashvi gumois. And that's what Rashi says, she'en by mayim. Because that's all the chshash of ashvi gumois starts only when there's no mayim. Then you might come to straighten it. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Vesa mayim ayofim, but you're allowed to take good water inside mayim royim. Pshita, what's the chiddush over there? Sefer itzichalei. Vesa tzoyne bechama. The chiddush is allowed to take cold water and put it in the sun. Honami pshita, what's the chiddush over there? Maritem, you might think nigza dilma osa latmune begemetz. You might think if you put it in the sun, you might put it into ashes. And by ashes, there's a chshash that you come to mechata becholim. Komash melon, we're not choshesh that you be matmin begemetz. Zok the Gemara Vayta Mishin Noshu Kalov, someone who is soaked, his clothing is soaked in water, so he can continue walking. Mahalach ben ben choshesh. When he gets to the first chotzer, he's shoytchem bechama, but not connected to om. Zok the Gemara Om Rav Yudom Rav. Kol mokim shos chachom mipnei maris ha'ayin. Whenever there's a chshash of maris ha'ayin, afilu bechadi chadoim is osa. Then even in private quarters, it's also osa. And explains the Ran and Beya, that the reason why it's osa bechadi chadorim is because if we allow you to do bechadi chadorim, he'll also do it shaloi bechadi chadorim. And that'll be like the Marahetta. So that's why even Bechadi Chadorim, the acid, whenever Maris Ayin is also. Another reason he says over there is because you might think you're Bechadi Chadorim, but you don't realize there might be someone looking in and looking and peeping into what you're doing. So Mela, whenever there's Maris Ayin, it's also even Bechadi Chadorim. The Machtza Shekel brings another reason, and the Mishbura brings it. He says, in Simen Shin Aleph, he says that the reason why Bechadi Chadorim is also whenever there's Maris Ayin is because the Chachomim were not mechalik in their takona when it came to Maris Ayin. If there's a chashash of Maris Ayin, they said straight down the line, there's a chashash of Maris Ayin. They weren't mechalik here, yes, here not. So mele, that's why it's also bechadi chadorim. Tois in Ksubis, Daf Samach says a Yisoid, he says the whole din of chadi chadorim is also by Maris Ayin, that's only by an Issa deraisa, like over here. The Issa kibus, so then there's an Issa malabin of kibus, so then it's also even bechadi chadorim. But let's say there's a Maris Ayin of an Issa drabonon, so he says bechadi chadorim it's muta. That's a big nafkamina that Maris Ayin and the drabonon, Tois says, it brings a tzad bechadi chadorim it's muta. Now this din of the Mishnah, that Mishnah noshu kele bedech, b'mayim mahalach behen, so the poskim say that the etzim walking is mutter with the clothing that's wet als kovad abrius, and not mechayv you to take it off right then and there. And especially the socks where there's a psik reisha of schita. Because every step you're taking, you're being soichet, we're still allowed because of kovad abrius. And the reason is because it's not in schita deraisa, zok the Mishabura, in Simen Shin Aleph. Because number one, it's kalach hayad, you're not directly squeezing the water out with your hands, you're walking, that's kalach hayad. It's not the regular derech. And number two, you don't need the water. The water is going to ibud. So it's not real schita. So because it's these two reasons of the Rabbonon, so mele kovad abriyas, they were taka mekel. Zog the Gemara Vayta, Tnan. We're saying, bechad echadorim is also, Tnan shoytchom bechamo. It says clearly you can take your clothing and let it dry in the sun. Avaloi keneged om. So it says clearly that bechad echadorim is muta. Only keneged om is also, but bechame it's muta. Zog the Gemara Tanoihi, it's a machloikas Tanoihi, me bechad echadorim is also. Zog Gemara Tanya, shoytchom bechame taket muta bechad echadorim avaloi keneged om. Chablozu Reb Shimon Oysen, that say that whenever chom as something as also was maris ayin, so then it's also even bechad echadorim, and that's Chablozu Reb Shimon Taka Oysen. Now Rashi says over here that the Mishan Noshru Kelov is talking about Noflu Lamayim b'Shabbes. They fell into the water on Shabbos. Tosaf here brings that Rashi on Daf Samachay says that Noshru Meg Shomim is talking about that it got soaked from a rainstorm. Not that it fell into the water on Shabbos. And a rainstorm, that's where you can walk. But maybe when you're in the water itself, maybe you can't. I mean, the Gemara really in Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the Gemara said before, that man de sochi b'mayo, lingiv reisha de shem yavireno. Zichsha shem yavireno. So we're talking about the water droplets. Is it a problem of Havora? Here we're talking about the Issa Schita. There's no problem of Schita, at least in Shin Aleph, we're talking about the Issa Schita by Noshu Kelov. So you have to coincide the two sugyas. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid of Kuf Mem Vav Omid Beis.